welcome to another episode of Worst Collection Ever. This is the show where we tell you about the worst comic book collection in existence, and it just happens to belong to us. I'm Jen.
I'm Sean. Hi. How are you?
I'm okay.
How are you?
How are you?
I'm terrific.
Terrific, huh?
Yeah. Are you enjoying a filter?
Yeah, I'm actually doing a Snapchat thing. I was going to put it up, but I look terrible in it, so I'm not going to.
People should follow you on Snapchat.
I actually don't post anything on Snapchat. I just take the filter and then I post it other places.
Oh, okay.
Because I don't understand how Snapchat works because I'm stupid and old. So
stupid and old.
Stupid and old, the title of my memoir.
Anyways, welcome to the show.
Yes, welcome.
And we have not watched the Snyder Cut yet, in case you're wondering that, they took a day to get this out. You know, day longer than normal. You know, maybe they were watching the Snyder Cut. And I don't have 4 hours.
Yeah, we don't have 4 hours at the moment.
To sit there and watch this damn thing.
Yeah.
But it'll certainly happen over the weekend.
Oh, yeah, we'll get there.
Yeah.
We will get there.
Yeah, it'll get there. It's just, you know, this week's been pretty busy for me with work, so I had to take a day to get it straight. So.
Yeah, sorry we're late.
Sorry. What else? Not a whole lot going on. I'm trying to think of some other like news stuff that might have came out. I mean, at least not anything that I particularly cared about.
No, I mean, the Snyder Cut came out today, the day that we're taping this. Falcon and Winter Soldier come out tomorrow.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I know, right?
Wow. So. Well, great. We get to watch that.
Yeah, well, we get to do that and try to fit in the Snyder Cut at the same time.
Well, just play it at the same time, concurrently.
Oh, yeah, that'll make a lot of sense.
It might. And maybe it will. Maybe it'll be like, wow, I totally get it.
Oh, my God.
It's kind of like, you know, putting like certain things on your food, you know, certain like two tastes that you didn't think would be good, but they are good. You know, like, I don't know, like ranch dressing and something like
ranch is like
top
white
stuffing.
White ranch is like white ketchup. It goes on anything.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah, so we will watch that too. And that's exciting. Actually, I'm kind of glad to find that out. Gives me a reason to pick that up.
To exist?
Yes, gives me a reason to live.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
I exist because that show is happening.
Well, that's interesting. That is quite the change.
Yeah.
I didn't know you were that invested in Marvel properties.
Yeah, well, I am. You know, I'm calling my name to Sean Marvel.
Ooh, Sean Marvel.
Sean Marvel.
That'd be fun.
Should change my name to Sean Marvel. You could be Jen Marvel.
I could be. I don't know if Jen Marvel really works, though, let's be honest.
If there's probably somebody out there that has the last name of Marvel, and it's probably pretty cool.
Yeah.
Hopefully they're not a dick.
I just think if we're going to do it, we really just combine our names like we were going to.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Steric.
And we'll be Steric, and that's fucking cool.
Steric demands respect.
Steric does. You got to put some respect on Steric.
It's kind of like how on the New Day podcast, Big E talks about how his name, the full name, Big E Langston, as he was known before they took away the Langston, demands respect, and that people would salute him. Salute him with their hand so straight that it's curved, like a parabola.
Yeah, I know what he's saying. Like that?
Yeah, like you're holding your hand.
You're just trying to hold it so straight that it curves?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's kind of, I feel like that's what Steric would deliver too.
I guess so,
We would get a chance to do that.
I don't know if I'm asking anybody to salute me in any sort of way, but yeah, put some respect on Steric.
So yeah, outside of the Snyder Cut about to be watched and Falcon and Winter Soldier about to be watched, not a whole lot else going on to talk about. I got what I think is very neat. I got a EverDrive. For those of you that aren't familiar with what an EverDrive is, EverDrives are these flash carts that you can get for the original console, video game consoles. Mostly 8-bit stuff, but mine's a Nintendo one, so I got a Nintendo one, and you can get them for like Genesis and all of a bunch of other places, and basically you just throw like an SD card in there, and you can literally put like every game Nintendo was ever released for Nintendo on these carts. And you could play those games, and you can, like, you know, some, if you, depending on what kind of thing you get, they could do save states, and, you know, there's a menu and stuff, and it's pretty neat. You know, so I've been kind of just grabbing all the ROMs, like, I'm ROM. So I've been grabbing a bunch of ROMs to play some games. I played a little bit of Captain America and the Avengers for NES, which is a game I've never played. And, you know, what I've concluded is that a lot of Nintendo games aren't very good.
Oh, yeah?
That I would be very frustrated as a child if I were to get the games that I actually wanted. You know, so if I'm sitting there and, you know, and Sean's like, I want to play, you know, I want this, you know, Dad, buy me this. And my dad's like, no, nobody else in the house is going to like it. And I'd be like, that's bullshit. Mm-hmm. But my dad knew better at that time, because he probably realized that if I'm out there buying, you know, some random shooter or some random platform action game or whatever that I read about in like GamePro or something, and, you know, I bring it home and I'd probably play it for like a little bit and I get mad at it.
Uh-huh.
Then what's the point of buying that? Because especially back then, Nintendo games cost like 30, 40 bucks.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And so my dad, you know, was like, you know, look, we'll buy Pac-Man. We'll buy Three Stooges.
Okay.
We'll buy this, you know, the G.I. Joes, which G.I. Joe is actually a very good game. Both of them are very, I think both of them are pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll buy those games. And, you know, that way you can play them and, you know, not be overly frustrated with the quality, because a lot of times the quality isn't always very good.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's, I mean, there's, granted, there were some exceptions of games that I did want that were actually good. But I don't know. I've just been playing through. And I've only been playing through, like, the letters A through B. I went through and just tested a bunch of them. And I'm just like, man, some of these games suck. It's like, what the hell was I thinking?
Did you think they were all going to be amazing?
I thought they'd be a lot more fun. You'd be like, hey, I've never played this game before. Oh, this game looks cool to play. It looks like a good, you know, platform. But, you know, sometimes people give good reviews of it, you know, and say, oh, man, you know, I, you know, it's a hidden gem, blah, blah, blah. And then you play it and you're just like, ah, oh, fuck, I suck at it. And it makes you mad. So, you know, that, but then, you know, a lot of times when you hear people talk about NES games, they talk about them like, you know, I had this game as a kid, but that's what you had.
Right.
You know, you didn't really have a choice.
Oh, no, it was just whatever your parents bought. And your parents didn't know shit most of the time.
No.
I mean, my parents had no idea. Which is how my sister and I ended up with Mario Is Missing, which is one of the worst games for the Super NES. Have you ever played that game?
No, but
it sucks.
That's one of the games actually I left off of my flash cart.
Good.
Because I was just like, I don't necessarily want to have Mario, because I'm never going to play it.
Yeah. No, it's terrible. My dad bought it for us because he knew we liked Mario. I mean,
and
that totally makes sense. He's like, oh, the girls like Mario. This is Mario. I'll buy it for them. Totally makes sense. He doesn't know.
It checks out.
And honestly, we didn't know either. And then we played it and like, you're just Luigi and you go around and you just talk to people until you can find Mario.
He's like, it's me. I'm over here.
That's literally all you do. It is shit.
It's a me. I'm a missing.
It's shit. It's terrible. It's terrible. So
I'm a Mario on a milk carton. I'm a missinger. Oh, that was fun.
I'm on a milk carton.
Just making fun of Mario. I'm like, oh, it's fun to say, it's a me.
It's a me, Mario.
It's a me. Jenna hates a gamer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was my other thing that I did this last, since we taped last.
Oh, okay.
Was, I had a good think, which I don't do much because I'm kind of dumb. So I sat back and I was like, oh, I should like think about maybe trying to be less of an asshole on this show.
You're not an asshole.
I can be an asshole. I can have perhaps cruel takes that I should think about before I voice. So I'm going to try to be nicer. I'm not going to swear less. But I'm going to try to be less of a dick.
Okay.
That was my thought process.
I wonder what that says about me, considering that you might have some hot shit takes, and I'm not even fazed by them.
I don't know. Like, I thought about it, because I was, like, thinking about, like, all these tweets going around about, like, people who, you know, because, you know, my boyfriend, Pedro Pascal, put out a tweet about, like, he retweeted some guy who was like, you know, I just don't think people really got Wonder Woman. They didn't understand the message. And then, like, he, like, retweeted it and was like, yeah, I totally felt this. And I was like, and in that, like, article was like, people, like, not wanting to get the message because we live in a world where everybody's very cynical and hot takes and stuff like that. And I was like, I thought about it for a couple days. I really did, because I even mentioned it on the podcast last week.
Okay.
And I thought about it. And I was like, am I being an asshole just to be an asshole? Or do I have, and I feel that I do 99.9% of the time, I have legitimate reasons for how I feel about something. And I'm not just like, well, this sucks because it sucks and fuck it. Mm-hmm. Not that I haven't said that before, but usually I'm like, well, I didn't like this because I didn't like that you stole a guy's body and that fucking creeped me out or whatever. I thought about it and I was like, well, you know, if you work really hard on something, and I know this as an author, mm-hmm. you work really hard on something and you put it out into the world and then everybody takes a huge shit on it. And that kind of sucks. Not to say that things shouldn't be critiqued. They 100% should be. Mm-hmm. But maybe before I take a giant steaming pile of shit on something, I should think about it and have a little bit more grace, be a little bit nicer, but still offer up those critiques. Okay. That's all I'm saying. Maybe I could hate things a little less.
I mean, you do have a more cynical bent to your way of thinking.
I do. And maybe I should, you know, we live in a hell world.
Well, that's the problem, because we live in a hell world.
But maybe if I'm not as much of an asshole, it'll be 1/1,000,000,000% less of a hell world.
No, that's true.
Right?
That's true.
So maybe I'll be a little bit nicer. I'm not promising anything. I cannot guarantee, because at my core, I am trash. So I can't promise that shit's going to get any better, but I can try.
Now introducing Jen Stansfield with a creamy trash center.
Ooh, instead of a nougaty trash center, instead of it's a
nougaty,
creamy?
A nougaty center, it's a trash center.
It's a trash center. I've always had a trash center.
No, I appreciate that. I appreciate that way of thinking.
Maybe I can try to be a little bit nicer. Again, I cannot promise that I will succeed. Okay. No, I will at least try to think about it.
At least you'll try.
I will try.
And I appreciate that. I received the criticism.
Yeah.
About me on this show. And it was that I am not very succinct in my points.
That is 100% correct.
And that is very correct.
It is. Because you are very long-winded.
Yes, I am.
Yeah. I mean, that's just how you are.
I'm very long-winded. Sometimes I feel like lately, and I don't know what it is, if it's just getting older, but like sometimes I'll be making a point and then it's all of a sudden, like, it just feels like my brain just walks out on me. You know, because I'll be like saying something and it's just like my brain's just like, you know what? I'm going to take a break. And I'm like, hang on, I need you.
It's like, you're taking too long, dude. I got shit to do.
Yeah, instead of just saying, and you know what? Maybe that's the problem, is that if I just get to the point where my brain doesn't have a chance to leave, you know, but that's the thing. Because, like, I think it happened today where I was, like, talking about something, like, for, like, a brief second, I kind of zone out and I don't really know what it is that I'm trying to point, that I'm trying to make and trying to finish it.
Mm-hmm.
And that is 100% true.
Yeah.
So.
Maybe you should work on less. Like, making them quicker.
Maybe I should say less words in my life.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Sometimes I think you just talk to talk.
I hate silence.
Are you uncomfortable with silence?
I'm uncomfortable with silence because I feel that it's my obligation to fill it.
I don't know if that's necessarily true.
No, it's not true, but I feel it is.
I mean, like, for you as a person, I mean, maybe you feel that way, like, when we're podcasting or, like, when you're around people who are trying to impress, but as we have settled into our comfortable relationship, we can sit here and not talk to each other for quite a while, and it's not a problem.
I know.
You're not, you know, desperate to fill the silence.
No, but sometimes I feel that way. You know, it's just something about, you know, like, especially, like, when I edit, you know, like, when I'm editing, like, if somebody, like, pauses and talks for has a too long of a break, I'll clip it out. You know, I'll kind of tighten it up.
I think that's okay.
I tighten it up. No, not necessarily, because sometimes people's cadences are different.
Mm.
So you have to respect that. But the thing is, though, what I've come to realize is that I came from radio. So in radio, like, you're supposed to, like, make everything tight because everything has to fit within a certain time frame.
Right.
You know, it's expected to fit in a time frame, not so much, you know, with a podcast, you can just let it breathe. You know, if you want to get it under a certain time, then, yeah, there's ways to do that. But you don't have to always do that with a podcast. But in radio, it's like, you know, well, spot has to be 60 seconds, or you have a certain amount of time before a break. So you have to, you know, your mic break's going to be a certain amount of time, you know, like a finite amount of time that you have to make a certain point and read something. So it just, I don't know, but that made me think too, you know, so I'm going to try to be less verbose. You know, and I think I've made my point, so I'm just going to shut up.
Okay.
And we're going to take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk like Obama. Because he's very succinct. He says things very quickly.
I don't know if that's necessarily true about Obama either. He's then he speeds up real quick. And then he talks real normal. And then he speeds up real quick. Like that.
So we need to take a break, and we'll take it right now.
You've heard the myths and sagas. You've read the comics. You've seen the films. Now you can experience the adventures of Thor, Hercules, and more in a completely new way.
Ere the battle be resolved, let the Thunder God prevail.
Thor will crumble under my power. The power of Loki.
I am the will and the way. I am All-Father, and none shall say me nay.
Donald Blake, have you forgotten that we have a dinner date tonight?
Join me, Tom Harris, almost every Thursday for Radio Free Asgard. Every episode, we take a look at a new chapter in the lives of your favorite mythological heroes, from the Iron Age of Europe through the Bronze Age of comics, the Marvel movies, and beyond. All that, and silly voices, too. Come join us at RadioFreeAsgard.com.
All right, we're back here on Worst Collection Ever with our book for this week. It is Suicide Squad number one. I'm sorry, I got to back up there. Suicide Squad volume 7.
Oh.
Number one from, I got to make sure I get it right. May 2021.
Whoa. So it's gosh, look at us.
Look at us. So this is, as I mentioned it last week, that I did buy another book. I bought this at our last trip to Mile High, and figured we'd do it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's good to talk about current books, like, sometimes. Not all the time. But, you know, it's good to get that out there.
I know,
a little
but we've
bit.
Done 2 weeks in a row. Look at us. We're a whole new podcast at this point.
I know. Look at you. You're turning over a new leaf. I'm reading new books.
Look at this. We don't even know who we are anymore.
Yeah, right. This is a part of the Infinite Frontier. I think it's a part of the Infinite Frontier. I mean, it has Infinite Frontier on top.
Mm.
So I'm assuming it has something to do with this. But since it's like a reboot of some sort, or it's just another, you know, I'm just basing this on what's in the book.
Okay.
I don't really know much about the timeline right now. I know a whole bunch of things have happened. We've had speed metal and death metal.
We have.
And Armenian fart metal or whatever it is.
Yeah, I don't. Okay.
What?
I honestly don't. This part of comics right now, because we've ended an event, right? We ended death metal or whatever the big event was, the last one.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this to me, this period now, because we're going to go into the summer event, this to me is the period of time between, is it the Royal Rumble?
And WrestleMania.
And WrestleMania. Yeah. It's the road.
The road.
We're on the road, basically. This is the road to whatever event happens to be coming out in the summer.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about this book.
So we start off with Rick Flagg, and he's talking about what the purpose of the Suicide Squad is. A team of incarcerated supervillains sent on black ops missions in exchange for reduced prison sentences. The team that follows orders or the bombs in their necks take them out. And we get some collages, photo collages here. We get one with of the original Suicide Squad, Task Force X, from the 80s, you know, with Deadshot and Bronze Tiger and Flag and Captain Boomerang. And then we get some of the ones with Harley Quinn. Yeah. So she's there.
Question.
Yes.
Do you prefer the title, the name Task Force X or Suicide Squad?
Suicide Squad.
Really? I like Task Force X, even though I can't say it apparently.
I don't know. I mean, Suicide Squad's been around. I mean, the name's been around forever. I'm used to it.
Yeah, I guess I would be. I don't know if Task Force X just. I don't know. Anyway, continue.
So Rick is talking to Amanda Waller.
Who I love. I love Amanda Waller.
Yeah, Amanda Waller. And he's like.
Can I also say thank you for bringing back short, overweight Amanda Waller, because in the new 52, remember she was like thin and like all hot.
Okay.
And that is not the Amanda Waller I want to see.
Yeah. She's kind of back to old school.
Yeah. And that's what I want to see. That is the kind of representation I want to see in this book. So I'm happy about it.
Well, there you go. So it's Suicide Squad Assault on Arkham Part 1. So we're doing something with Arkham. Mm-hmm. And Rick's like,
oh, who, by the way, is drawn so handsome.
Yeah, he's very handsome.
He is drawn like somebody took all of the Chris's, like all, and like just picked features from each of them and then put them together to make the most handsome man. He's quite lovely in this book. You're like, wow, somebody really like leaned into the handsome.
Yeah. So apparently the president has called to order some sort of new task force.
Amanda Waller told the president.
Amanda Waller, yeah, okay. Amanda Waller.
President takes orders from Amanda Waller.
That's right.
That's how this works.
And so they created something, Task Force Z, a rival Justice League. I think that's what we're supposed to glean from this. And he doesn't understand what, Rick doesn't understand why. And Amanda's like, well, I'm tired of having shit squads.
Yeah.
So
Had many of them.
Yeah, I've had many, and we're always, you guys are always getting botched. And he's like, Rick's like, yeah, because it's a team of losers.
Because they're all fucking criminals and losers. That's why we eat shit. And Amanda Waller's like, well, we're not going to eat shit anymore. That's why this is happening.
Yeah.
Whatever mission is happening right now.
Which is an Arkham.
Which is an Arkham. So this is going, and Flag's not happy about it. So then we cut to Arkham. And then we see like these two security guards like walking in a tunnel.
Yeah. Which apparently, I guess they're talking, they're having this conversation and some people somebody's watching them.
Yeah.
And one of them's like, yeah, there's like an illegal card game with the inmates, so.
And they're like, the reason that I'm assuming they're in the sewer or something. And the reason that they're on this duty is because they decided to play the illegal card game with the inmates. And they're like, well, how did I know his cards were going to do damage? And I'm like, because you work at Arkham.
Because you work at Arkham, and literally these are the worst people of the worst. And they know how to make weapons out of anything. They'll make weapons out of mashed potatoes.
Absolutely.
You know.
These guys deserve to patrol the sewers.
Yeah.
Because they are not very smart. And so then they get taken out by
Peacemaker.
Peacemaker, who I'm assuming is in this book because of
John Cena. Yeah. Yeah. We're bringing him back with him and his weird helmet.
His helmet is odd.
His helmet has always been odd.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's kind of cool, but it's just weird.
It's different.
I'll give it different. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird.
So, yeah. But
so he knocks these guys out and he's like, hey, we're clear.
So one of the guys Bolt is supposed to like.
Yeah, that's what I didn't understand.
He got teleported into this tube or something.
But he teleported where Peacemaker isn't. So I'm like, well, why didn't you all just teleport there? If you can teleport, why'd you even bother taking out the dudes?
I don't know. Man, why don't just teleport where you need to go and then
right?
get out?
Dude, if I could teleport, are you kidding? I'd never open a door again.
Jen just standing at a door. It's like, yeah, I don't have to touch it.
I don't have to touch it. Look at that. I'm on the other side.
I'm on the other side. Oh. I mean, now I'm back on this side.
Back would be like Nightcrawler, just poof, 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 all over the place.
If I could see through the glass door into this makeup shop or whatever, I could just do that.
Hopefully, I wouldn't even need to see into it. I would just know how to get through a door. So I could get from the garage to the house without worrying.
Is that how Nightcrawler works?
He has to be able, I think.
Is it, he says he has to be able to see inside, but does it somewhere?
He has to see where he's going.
But does it where he knows that he can go? So if he's like, I want to go in the middle of this field and down the street, and he could just imagine it and then just automatically end up there.
I always thought it was he had to be able to see where he was going.
But does he have to physically be able to see it?
Physically be able to see. Mm-hmm. Now, that's not always the case, but I remember him saying something to that effect. But I would just like to be able to do it because I know it's there.
Right.
Yeah.
So
and hopefully not get stuck on a wall. Because that would really suck.
So we got, that would always worry me.
Could you imagine you walk in and I'm half in the door, half out. You're like, Jesus Christ again.
Yeah. I'd be like, fuck.
You're like, will you just open the door? And I'm like, no, help.
It's like, no, now I am the door.
How do you get out of that? Do I have to poof back out? How does that
work? No, you would, I think that's it for you. I think that's how it ends.
Oh, fuck. Your wife's stuck in a door.
Yeah. But then because your body, your whatever organs and. You are being, I mean, I don't know if it's if a toe gets stuck at a door.
Oh, shit. This is body horror now.
Yeah, it's body. It's,
now that's, I don't want to be able to do this anymore. Yeah.
That's why he's very careful. Where he's like, I got to see that shit.
Yeah, that's smart.
And or if you're one of the Kitty Pride or something.
Well, she can walk through stuff.
Well, she can walk through shit, but if she's not concentrating and she accidentally phases into something.
Yeah, that could be bad.
You're fucked. Because yeah. your foot's somewhere in there, and you can't
cut off stuff that way.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that'd be bad.
Yeah, don't want that power.
Yeah, never mind. Bad power. I take it back.
Don't want to walk through doors. Don't want to imagine myself through doors.
I renounce my wish. Okay.
I renounce my wish. Okay. Well, it'd be funny if there's some guy who's just like, I want to be able to walk through walls, and then in the middle of it, everybody's renouncing wishes.
Oh shit!
He's just stuck in the wall,
He's like, I didn't even get a chance.
I didn't renounce my wish, but Wonder Woman did it for me, and now I'm stuck in this wall. Wonder Woman sucks.
It's all Max Lord's fault. So Bolt's he has people with him. Because he can teleport or something. And he teleports in. Who does he have with him here?
Well, there's one guy who looks like, I want to say it's a judo master or so something.
Because he kind of looks like Reverse Flash, but he's holding the sword. That's what I was like, well, it can't be him.
I don't know who this guy is.
I don't either. And they never say his name.
Yeah.
And he eats
and that's
it.
And that's why I was trying to look up in the DC Wiki. DC Wiki doesn't even have any shit about that.
Because nobody knows who that guy is.
Nobody knows anything.
Because they don't say. They do name this one teenager kid who looks like he's a Constantine cosplayer, and they call him Film Freak.
Yeah.
I have no idea who that is.
He must be some new guy. Well, does he eat it too?
He totally does, but I'm going to look that up. Maybe he's...
Well, he's probably just for this episode, or for this book. So, we're back with Rick and Amanda, and Rick's like, this is bullshit. I'm gonna do something.
Oh shit, no. Should I tell you?
Oh, he's probably been around, right?
He has. He's a Batman villain. He first appeared in Batman number 395 from May 1986.
Okay.
He has no abilities, but he possesses a myriad of motion picture based gimmicks. This is the Batman Wiki. He's a wannabe actor.
That's his power.
And I don't know about now. Let's see. In the Nightfall storyline, the Mad Hatter controlled him and used him to spy on an attempt to kill Bane.
Oh.
So, film freak.
Film freak.
That's him. He is one of the lesser known villains. Is that what it says on Wikipedia? On the trivia, it says he is one of the lesser known villains.
So tell me more about Film Freak.
Well, you'll actually really like this.
He has a degree from Emerson.
Yes. Yes, he does. powers and abilities.
Okay. Yeah, you just said he has none.
Hold on. None.
None.
but a myriad of movie-based, in quotes, gimmicks.
Gimmicks!
Second bullet point, he has a limited form of telepathic immunity, as the only memories he has are from movies.
Oh, geez, that sounds sad.
So that's Film Freak for you.
Well.
He has gimmicks.
Glad he's here to.
To die.
To help out.
Oh, he eats it.
Right. So Rick Flag gets zapped. Because Amanda, he's like standing up to Amanda, and Amanda just like, fuck this, I'm gonna shock you.
So yeah, she does.
Yeah.
Amanda Waller doesn't take shit, and that's why I like her.
And so their deal is they have to go and find Talon.
Yeah, so that's the whole reason that they're breaking in. Is at first you're like, why are they coming in here? But the whole reason is because they want Talon, who is in Arkham Asylum and doesn't seem to have any memory of who he is.
Yeah.
So it's they start trying to find this guy. They find him and they're like, hey, Talon, why don't you come hang out with us? Well, Talon just starts fighting them.
Yeah, I mean, like, fighting the fuck out of him. Like, yeah. he hits Bolt. Like, he cuts Bolt's throat open.
Yeah, like, I think he murders him.
He cuts him open with a toothbrush shank.
Oh, yeah. Well, you gotta have one of those if you're in prison.
We got prison weapons going on here.
I feel like if you go to prison, they should just give you a shank. You shouldn't have to make your own.
But the ones you make are so much better.
That's true. That's true.
They got so much jagged edges.
Oh, maybe you're right. Maybe making them is better.
So he goes off and he starts having a big brawl.
And, yeah, he just starts fighting everybody. And then, like, the guards show up.
Yeah.
And now it's time to fight the guards.
Yeah.
And here's what I don't get is, like, so Talon, like, doesn't have any memory of who he is, but he puts on, like, a Talon mask.
Yeah.
I'm like, so you must have some.
A stitched up one at that. So it's
so
like
he has to have some memory.
Somebody must
have
made it from where he made it from himself.
Because Waller's like, you have to get him back before he gets his memory back. I don't know what happened to Talon.
Yeah, I don't know.
In the last, so whatever it is, he has no memory. And now they're trying to get him out. And he's just like kicking dudes in the face. Yeah. And there's just like blood. And
I do enjoy this
stabbing.
Yeah, there's this one shot of him, like it's a big splash, like on the lower half. And he is kicking Film Freak and what's his face? I'm assuming Judo Master or Sword Master in the throat.
And, dude, you'd think Film Freak would be able to harness the power of the Robert De Niro kicks.
That's right. Yeah, he could. He's like, Robert De Niro kicks, activate.
Right?
Or, you know.
American History X curb stomping. Like,
quick, somebody find me a curb.
quick, somebody find me a curb.
Or anything from The Rock or Vin Diesel in the Fast and Furious movies.
Oh, but he'd need a car.
Or, you know, but he would be able to do, like, because they fight each other and they have, like, action moves.
Oh, that's true. I don't know when his film knowledge stops. I don't know if it's, like, current.
It's true, yeah.
Or if it's, like, a couple years old because he's been busy.
He should harness the power since he's in prison. He should harness the power of Shawn Michaels from the movie, Sean Penn from the movie Bad Boys, where he beats up a guy with a pillow sack full of soda cans.
Oh shit. Yeah. He could totally do that here.
But he'd have to go get the soda cans and he has to get a pillow sack, but you know, but maybe he would just be able to produce that really quickly. If he can harness that,
he could be prepared.
He could be prepared, you know, just like,
I mean, cause he has movie gimmicks. I'm trying, like, could he do, what was that? What was that movie? And I feel like it was set. Was it Samuel L. Jackson giving a speech and the shark came and ate him?
Oh, Deep Blue Sea.
Could he harness the power of the shark and just like bite?
No, he might. I don't know. I feel like
he pop up and bite.
I don't think he could harness those things. That's shark. That's a shark. I feel like you're jumping into different.
Wait, are you telling me a shark is different than a human?
Yes.
Damn it.
He's you're jumping into like different.
Well,
like,
I don't know.
Physiology changes. That's a different power. Then he would actually have a power.
You're right. Then he would actually have a power. So he can only do things that humans in movies can do.
Right. So he could swear like Samuel L. Jackson, use that as a power. He could just be like, motherfucker, that's
snakes
a tasty
a
burger or whatever.
That's a tasty burger?
Yeah, that's what he says in Pulp Fiction. He's like, He's like, he's eating the burger in the one part.
I'm just thinking Royale with cheese. I didn't remember that's a tasty burger.
Well, because they go to shake down some guy, and then he's got like a Hawaiian style burger, and he just eats it. And he's like, that's a fucking tasty burger, or whatever. He says something. That's one thing I've never seen Pulp Fiction except for that scene.
What do you mean you've never seen Pulp Fiction? You should definitely see Pulp Fiction.
Okay, I will.
I am probably due for a rewatch. It's been a very long time since I've seen Pulp Fiction.
Again, there's a lot of movies I haven't seen.
Well, me too. I mean, honestly, but I think you'd enjoy it.
No, I probably would. I just never got around to seeing it. I just
think Royale with cheese.
Yeah.
I didn't remember the tasty burger part.
There is a burger being eaten.
So if Film Freak was to take a bite out of Talon, he could just go, that's a tasty burger.
It's true.
Right?
Yeah.
He would want to make references. I'm assuming that would be his thing.
He'd make some sort of Hannibal Lecter reference.
Sure.
You know. Or he could, sure. You have to think.
Chianti and fava beans.
Well, actually, you know what he could do is he could channel the powers of Hannibal Lecter and
use
the
powers of
eating and cutting faces off.
He could totally cut off some dude's face and like put it on his face. That's the thing he could do.
He could feed Talon's own brain to him like he did to Ray Liotta.
yes, he did.
So he's getting, we're having a big fight here.
Uh-huh. There's a lot of Infinite Frontier stuff.
Infinite Frontier, Wally Flash. Wally West is coming back.
Yep.
Wonder Woman's up to 770.
Wow.
So I think they rebooted the numbers.
They did, because Batman's like on 1,000 something, blah, 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 blah.
We got a Justice League, looks like, what we got, Shiera or, you know, what's her face?
Hawkgirl.
Shazam, Wonder Woman.
Superman.
Batman's here, Green Arrow. Aquaman. Mm-hmm. Some woman I don't know.
Let me see. I can't see.
This woman right here looks like it's next to. Oh, I think it's. You see that one?
Oh, it's a lantern of some sort.
Is it a lantern? I mean, that might be Jessica Cruz. Is that her name?
Maybe. It's hard to tell. Everybody's in yellow, but I think that might be a lantern.
Yeah, and then there's a woman has a bat. It looks like a bat.
No, that's Black Canary.
Is that Black Canary?
Yeah, okay. That's Black Canary.
Yeah, because she's standing, Ollie's right beneath her.
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, there's your Justice League.
Yeah.
Well, it had a thing here, was it? I'll have to go back and I think I read this one page. Because it was like an ad for Infinite Frontier. Gotham is now the most dangerous city in the world. Batman 106.
So, 106?
106. Oh. Batman, Superman.
Gotham's always been the most dangerous city.
I was going to say, it's like, what other city was there that was better, worse?
There's literally no other city. Gotham is always the most dangerous.
It is the worst. It's like, actually, you know what the best depiction of Gotham that I think I've seen is in Titans, when Dick goes back to like Gotham, and
it
is shit upon shit.
Like, you don't want to be,
like, you can't go anywhere.
You can't. Yeah. You're right. In that live action
Titans
show. When Dick goes back and he tries to like rent a hotel room.
Yeah.
Because he's like there for the night and it's just really gross.
Yeah, it actually makes me very uncomfortable.
It's really upsetting, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's actually a pretty good depiction of Gotham, I think.
Yeah, so there's some gas gets let loose and in the Arkham. And it's Joker gas. And so
is this where we have the full page ad for the Joker?
No.
Series? Okay.
Joker. No, this has got Superman here.
Okay.
But
So they're under Joker attack and they're like, you know, run, we're under Joker attack. So they like just let Film Freak get
he's being throttled by what's his face?
Because the guards just run. They're like, we're out, man.
And Talon just throws them. Yeah.
So then we're back to Amanda Waller, who has imprisoned Flag.
Yeah.
That's about it.
And she's like, you're replaceable. You're a jobber.
Sure. Even though you're all Chris's together.
Yeah.
All of the Chris's.
And she's like, he's like, what am I doing? Why am I under, you know, why am I?
Oh, that's right. It's not Flag that she's imprisoned. She's talking to somebody who is in prison, and she's like, you know, I need you to like lead my team. Right. And he's like, but I'm not a bad guy. And she's like, yeah, you are. You're an abomination.
Your very existence is a crime, and it's Superboy.
And he's being held by like kryptonite shackles at a kryptonite chain.
Yeah. And it looks like Connor.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. He's just got the black shirt and the pants.
Yeah.
She even says it in his logo.
Mm-hmm. That's a trick.
That's her power. She could speak logos.
I wish I could speak logos.
Burger King!
Right? And then it just like appears.
And just burger flies out like a logo.
Oh my God. Am I like that in Super Mario 2 that spits eggs?
Wow.
Yeah, except now I spit logos.
Wow.
Burger King! And it just pops out. And my head flips back like a Pez dispenser. Bow.
Castrol. Bow.
Chipotle.
Spark. Bow.
What are we doing with all these logos?
So we also have an ad here for not just Swamp Thing, but the Swamp Thing.
Oh.
Only a monstrous new guardian of the green can stop a deadly desert legend. It's a 10-issue miniseries. So
what deadly desert legend?
I don't know. The Mummy.
Yeah, well, that could, yes.
Swamp Thing v. Mummy? That sounds pretty cool, actually.
Dude, if it was Swamp Thing v. Mummy, we're buying that whole fucking book thing. We're buying every issue.
I think Swamp Thing would win.
Well, so do I, but I'd still read it.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying. I'm calling that preemptively.
Yeah. The Mummy would just break.
Right. So.
Still fighting.
Yeah, so we got some fighting here.
It's a lot of
here.
Just fighting in this book.
Yeah, a lot of hoo-han, and this is where Peacemaker tackles Talon out of an exit, and what's his face? I just want to call him Judo Master. Master gets left behind, and he gets stuck in the, because he's fighting off a bunch of other guards, and he gets stuck behind.
Yep.
In the Joker gas.
So it's just Talon and Peacemaker.
Yeah, and he's like, "Welcome to the Suicide Squad, Talon. Now let's get to work."
And now they got to start, because I guess now all the guards have come back, or they went into a place where there's no gas. So now they got to fight more guards.
Yeah, now they're here with a bunch of weapons. Where was the Joker?
Did I see that, or did I make that up? He's like missing an eye.
No, I think you're right.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't think I would have made that up. If I did, hire me, DC. Jesus fuck. I just made up a one-eyed
Joker.
Here's
my pitch. Joker.
Okay, it's the Joker.
Yeah, right here.
But he has one eye.
Yeah, the Joker number one.
Yeah, there it is.
The Joker war criminal is the most hunted man on earth.
And like Bane's behind him.
Which also features Punchline, which is Joker's son, I guess? Is that the deal?
I thought he had a daughter.
Yeah, but I guess it isn't Punchline like something...
I don't know.
That's a movie from 1988 starring Tom Hanks. Yes, that's true. yeah, but you know, yeah.
Are you a film freak now?
Oh, I'm film freak. I'm film freak. Oh, no.
Well, you just got Joker gassed. Sorry about that.
And that's it for the book.
Yeah.
We also get some ad here for something exclusively on Tubi.
Called Lazarus.
Lazarus, which kind of looks like... Black Lightning, but like with red.
Yeah.
And this dude's got like a, it actually kind of looks like a sweet mask. Is this any good? Has anybody ever watched this?
I did. Has it even premiered?
I don't know. It says watch it on Tubi. All right, fine. I'll watch it on Tubi with all the other garbage that's on there.
Sure. Yeah. Okay.
If you want garbage, go to Tubi.
That's true. Tubi does have a lot of garbage.
Tubi is your destination for edited trash movies.
Yeah. Like, have you never heard of this? It's on Tubi.
Do you want to see a movie that nobody ever wants to see? It's on Tubi.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But that's it for Suicide Squad number one, volume 7, number one, from May 2021. I don't know. How do you feel about the Suicide Squad? What are you thinking about?
In my attempt to be kinder, I will say that I appreciate using people that I honestly... don't know anything about.
That's always cool.
I had no idea who Film Freak was, you know, even though I was reading that thing and I was like, oh, he showed up in a Catwoman once. I have no recollection of
him.
Ooh,
Catwoman. Nice.
So yeah, I appreciate being exposed to new characters, and that's always good. However, this is this typical intro book where everybody just fights and not a lot else happens.
Yeah, just a bunch of glowering between Rick Flagg and
Amanda Waller. Which could be fun to read, but it makes it hard for us to talk about because it's like, well, here's six more panels of just fighting.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know if I would care to pick up the next issue.
Right.
I probably wouldn't. It doesn't really make me that excited for the new movie, but the trailer kind of already made me excited for the new movie.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna see that regardless because yeah. I just you know James, I like James Gunn.
Oh yeah,
I think
yeah.
I think he's hip.
I'm excited about all the people that are in that movie. So yeah, I don't know if I would pick up the next issue of this.
Okay, yeah, I don't know if I'm. I mean, again, I bought it for the purpose of just reading it pretty much once.
Yeah, yeah, for the show.
I'm not crazy about it.
Yeah.
Especially because I don't really know everybody that's going on here. I mean,
I don't know much about Talent. I know he's, you know, relatively new. He came out in the New 52.
Yeah. It just feels kind of like the same, you know,
Quarter Owls.
Intense bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know,
he was dancing with The Weeknd at the Super Bowl. Yeah. We get it.
Oh, that's right. He was. I was like, whoa, was that real?
Because it looked like he had the Quarter Owls out there with him. I made that joke on Twitter and so did many more people.
Yeah. Good job.
Yeah, yeah. It feels like the Super Bowl was like 6 years ago.
It was. Jesus Christ. What is going on? Anyways, vaccines, though.
Vaccines, though. You got yours. How you feeling?
Well, didn't I talk about it? Oh, that's right.
No,
I
did, because you went the day that our last episode dropped.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I feel fine.
Yeah.
I feel great.
Yeah.
I got stabbed. And I liked it. whatever. I don't know. No, I feel fine.
Yeah.
And I look forward to the second shot. I know that maybe there'd be some issues with that, but
yeah,
let's see how it goes.
Yeah.
You know, I'm willing to take that shot.
Oh, totally.
Literally.
Yeah. Give it to me.
Give it to me.
So.
Yeah. So I do like the paper stock.
Yeah, no, this is printed on really nice paper.
These are nice papers.
They went for it. Like, the color is very nice.
And see, here's Detective Comics.
That's it. 1034. It was Detective Comics 1000 something.
That's what I want to see.
Yeah.
That's what I want to see. I want to see books going up to fucking forever. I want them to literally get to a DC.
Ooh,
1 million.
I want them to be to the something power.
Yeah. We can't fit it on the page.
Detective Comics 1486 to the sixth power or
that's a lot of comics.
Yeah, we'll all be dead and so will the world. Somehow, way before that would happen, but it would be fun.
But somehow Detective Comics still comes out. I don't know how it just does
on a dead planet.
There's no trees to print this paper with.
At the end, what's the old thing where it was like at the end of the world there'll be cockroaches and Cher? The end of the world will be cockroaches, Cher, and Detective Comics.
Yep.
That's it.
Sounds about right.
Yep.
Sounds
she's got to have something to read.
That sounds like actually does. Yeah. I can see. Now I'm just picturing Cher just reading Detective Comics.
Just sitting there. But like,
I feel like she would.
She would have nothing else to do.
I feel like she'd be okay with that. She'd be like, so, you know, I don't want to impersonate Cher, but I only want to do, do you believe in love after love? Like, I only want to do that.
Do you believe? Like that.
You believe in Detective Comics 1825. Yeah.
She does.
She does. So that's it for this week's show. Thanks for listening. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram. I'm at Angry Hero Sean.
And I'm at Jen Stansfield on Twitter and Instagram. You can find the show on Facebook, Worst Collection Ever, and email the show, worstcollectionever@gmail.com.
And please rate, review, subscribe on Apple Podcasts and anywhere you get the show. You can find us on Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Podcasts, Pandora, Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
Find us there and tell your friends about us. And also check us out. I'm on YouTube at AngryHero79. I released a new video. I try to do them once a week now. Mm-hmm. I released a new video of me opening up a Scott Steiner action figure. And,
oh, yeah.
It was a lot of fun. And I got some more stuff, and I talked about the Catwoman I bought the other day at Mile High, so I got that, and I got some other Marvel stuff coming up that I can open up, and you guys can join me for that. That would be really dope. So once again, folks, thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you again next time.
Bye.